scandal, controversy, the University of Southern California sending back Reggie Bush's Heisman Trophy. That's not the biggest news, though. They are replacing athletic director Mike Garrett with former Trojans quarterback Pat Hayden. That's going to occur sometime next month. If you've been following the story, as many people have, it's been going on for a long time. Garrett has been public enemy number one in college sports all over the tenure of running back Reggie Bush and former basketball player O.J. Mayo, who supposedly received benefits they should not have received. And we're going to be talking with the former USC head coach Pete Carroll tomorrow. But in the meantime, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen joins us. So, why now? This has been going on for a very long time, Ibrahim. Why are we getting this announcement about returning the trophy and changing athletic directors now?
I think there's a couple different factors. Number one is that this is an extension of self-imposed penalties. So they're trying to make sure that they disassociate themselves from O.J. Mayo and Reggie Bush so that they can't be penalized any further. They don't want to throw salt into their own wound and themselves. There's also the fact that there's a new president, President-elect Cecil Max Nikias, who basically ordered the team to disassociate itself completely from the two. And I think that they're trying to turn over a new leaf.
How far does that go? Do they start blocking Reggie Bush's face out of team photos?
What they've done is that they've taken down billboards. They've taken out posters of him. They've taken away his Heisman Trophy, as we said. They're going to take down his jersey in different places. They're going to act as if Reggie Bush never played that. Now, the reason for this is an interesting thing, is that part of what they did is like a form of college football and basketball insider trading, right? Reggie Bush and O.J. Mayo have gone there had they not been gotten those gifts or been able to receive those gifts? Maybe they would have been at Oregon or Berkeley or some other place.
Does it count as cheating? Is it?
I think
that
it is
black and white.
I think it is cheating. Essentially, it's not saying that O.J. Mayo or Reggie Bush, particularly Reggie Bush, were great players. I mean, clearly they're great players, particularly Reggie Bush, who just won a Super Bowl with the New Orleans Saints. He's an excellent football player. It doesn't take away from their skill. It takes away from the school's ability to attract talent. And it says, you guys did this in the wrong way, and that kind of made it unfair for the other teams that potentially could have had them.
Well, how difficult of a job is this going to be for Pat Hayden? Is he going to actually be able to walk in fresh and get the benefit of the doubt from everyone?
I think, listen, they have a storied tradition at USC of great players. And you can see the people they brought in, Garrett, Hayden, they're all players that have been, people that have been there before. Now, the backbone of their team and the backbone of their institution is their tradition, and they're going to have that. And Hayden brings that back. He brings some polish. They've been scuffed up in the past few years. He brings some polish back, and now they're going to build back up, and I think they're going to be just fine.
All right, so tomorrow we're going to talk to the former USC head coach, Pat Carroll. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, one question you'd want to ask him?
I think he should tell listeners of The Takeaway exactly what role a coach in NCAA sports has in recruiting players, and are they to blame for, you know, this largesse and the money sort of influence in this process?
Are the coaches to blame?
Yeah, what role do they play? I wouldn't even say maybe they are, maybe they're not, but just to clarify what their role is.
Okay, well, we will ask him tomorrow, Ibrahim. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen is The Takeaway's sports contributor. Thanks.
Good morning.